Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Rob Brown's show is back on your radio. This is the Fan Upstate. Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, children of all ages, welcome and glad to have you. And now, we are very pleased and honored to welcome in the head coach of the University of South Carolina football team, Shane Beamer, joins us here on the Rob Brown Show. Coach, we appreciate it, man. Great to have you on the show, big dog.
Great to be on. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely, man. I know you guys are wild busy as we get ready for signing day, making some trips. How's everything going on that front?
Everything's been good. Busy month of January for sure. Trying to solidify our roster as we go into spring practice and then finish up on the road recruiting. We've been gone traveling for the last 2.5 weeks and finally off the road this week and doing everything by phone. And a lot happening leading into tomorrow with signing day, and then certainly our current team as well. It's great to be back in Columbia and be able to be fully, you know, immersed with those guys also.
Love to hear, Coach. And obviously, listen, I don't want the inside info, not asking to twist any arms, but I've only been asked, and I'm sure you have too, about 1,000 times about your conversations with one of the big names we're still waiting to fall, Nicholas Harbor. Seems to me like you guys have had some great conversations with him and other guys that we're starting to see you really make roads with outside of the region, outside of the upstate, outside of South Carolina. Can you talk to me a little bit about how you guys have really seen to gain some momentum in terms of expanding what has traditionally been South Carolina's recruitment front?
Yeah, we certainly want to start always in the state of South Carolina, and we did a great job of that in the class of 2023 with, you know, great players from the state of South Carolina. Guys like Marquis Anderson from there in the upstate was a huge pickup for us, and so thankful that he's part of our program. And then as the start that we're off to right now with the class of 2024 in the state of South Carolina is couldn't be better than what it is right now. So we're always going to start here, but we also have an unbelievable university to sell here to recruit to from an academic standpoint. The city of Columbia is phenomenal, and the opportunity to play SEC football is a huge thing as well for so many young men. So we've got a lot of great things going on here at Carolina, which make us attractive to a lot of players. And we will still go into areas that have always been strong for South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, North Carolina. But we've branched out into the Northeast a little bit more. And frankly, there's a lot of, you know, students here at the University of South Carolina from the Northeast, that part of the country, for kids that want to play SEC football. We're the closest SEC school to them. It's an easy ride down Interstate 95, and so many of these young men grew up, you know, driving through Columbia on their way to Florida or Hilton Head or wherever in the summertime for vacations. So there's a lot of natural ties, and we've been able to capitalize on that, and we'll continue to as well.
You know, Coach, we've had a lot of discussions on this show and other shows about the transfer portal. I'm curious, how does it change your approach to recruiting? Does it change how you vet prospective players, knowing that the transfer portal is always a possibility?
It certainly starts in recruiting for us, making sure that we're recruiting, you know, great young men into our program that come from, you know, great families and that are about the right stuff and are choosing South Carolina for the right reasons and not anything beyond the opportunity to play SEC football, get a great education, and be a part of a really, really special culture. You know, that's what the guys that we're looking for, guys that love football and love to compete and want to be a part of that. And but certainly the transfer portal is a factor right now. There's no question about it. And every school is impacted by it, by whether it be bringing players in or like we have, or losing some to the portal like we have as well. But the thing that we do is we try and start, like I said, start in recruiting with the type of people we're bringing into our program, continue to be the same people once they get here that we were in recruiting. Don't make false promises in recruiting that's going to come back and hurt you once they get to your program. What you see with us is what you get, and that's honesty. And then once guys get in here, we try and make it a great experience for them. And if somebody feels like this isn't the place for them and they have an opportunity elsewhere, then, you know, wish them well and move on. But, you know, we got a lot of great young men in our program, but it has changed it in the sense that it is a factor. And then you also realize that, you know, every year you're probably going to lose some guys to the portal. And the portal is now available that, you know, if you have an immediate need that you need some maturity and experience at immediately, portal gives you an avenue to, you know, try and take advantage of that a little bit quicker.
Coach Shane Beamer, head coach of the University of South Carolina football team, here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Update. And Coach, I think kind of what you were alluding to there for just a second was culture. And one of the things that I have been very impressed by your time in Columbia has been developing the culture of the Gamecocks, instilling your vision of the culture in South Carolina. It has got the fans whipped up, at least here in the upstate. We've obviously seen players starting to buy in, and obviously I think your attitude kind of reflects in that. How important has it been for you to kind of instill your own vision of this culture, to grow the Gamecocks' excitement about that culture, about the program? And do you think that your success this season, especially late, is kind of a direct result of that?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a direct result of the way that we've come together as a team. You know, and it's harder and harder to do nowadays just because your roster turns over so much every single year. And used to, you just brought in, you know, a high school signing class. Now it's a high school signing class and, you know, quite a few transfers, some more than others, depending on the school. So it's a challenge every year because you're starting over in a lot of ways with a lot of new faces. I love that part of the job, trying to build the culture. But certainly the success that we've had the last two seasons and the success that we had down the stretch is a testament to the people in this program, the love and the care that they have for one another. We don't play like we do against Florida and then come back and do what we did against Tennessee and Clemson if we don't have something special going on in this program, and that's the people that we have in this program. So we take a lot of pride in that. And for us, it's just, one, I love coaching here. I love where I'm at. I'm passionate about this state. I'm passionate about this university and this city. And I'm passionate about being a Gamecock. And I think that it's not a job for me. And I think that shows in how we do things here in this program. And it's a program that we work really, really hard. We hold these guys accountable. It's very demanding. But we also want to make sure there's a lot of joy within this program as well. And I think you're seeing that.
Talk to me, Coach, a little bit. I remember back in the season, there was a little bit of a dust up with another SEC coach who talked about the dancing and the glasses. But that, to me, has been something that genuinely shined about you and your time at South Carolina, the social media videos that have come out and all that. And it seems to be something that players both on your team and potential recruits have really attached themselves to and come to love about you. Just that loose goose having fun, but also taking football seriously. Where does that come from?
All right, hold on a second. You stole my question because I can't dance, and Shane Beamer can dance, and I've seen it, and I wanted to ask him,
so
how much does he charge an hour for choreography?
We'll stick with that question and ask, Coach, where did you pick up the moves?
Well, y'all are kind. I can't dance, but you guys are kind to say that. You're the first person that's ever told me that I could, so thank you. I appreciate that. But no, I think with me, it's you know, what you see is what you get. I'm going to be me. One, I think sometimes you see guys become head coaches, particularly at a level like this, and there's a certain way that they feel like they have to act, and they're one way on with in front of the cameras, and they're another way behind the cameras. And I'm me. You know, if we're successful, it's going to be because of that, and if we're not successful, it's going to be because of that. I'm not going to try and change who I am. But I think it goes back to, we talk a lot about, you know, joy and positive energy, and that's me. This is a high-pressure, volatile profession that I chose. It's highly demanding. I get it. If we don't win football games and graduate players, I get fired. I realize that. But I also realize how extremely blessed I am to be in this position and the opportunity that I have here at Carolina. So I'm going to have a whole lot of fun doing it as well. And we've got an amazing social media department that, you know, has some great ideas and does things like that. And you're right. You know, I'll probably, you know, we want to try and sell our program and market our program. And I've probably been even surprised a little bit more, to be honest with you, the impact that it has on prospects. I mean, we had an unbelievable group of prospects on our campus two Saturdays ago, and so many of them just came up to me, and they had like their screensaver, or they had a photo saved of me dancing in the locker room after Kentucky, or the Soulja Boy dance this past summer, and things like that. You know, they had that on their phones, and even back in July when the Soulja Boy thing went out, you know, that thing posted on social media, and within 10 minutes, I probably had 20 plus text messages from recruits. And, you know, my kids like it. And if recruits like it, that's a good thing too. So it's just me being me. And you know, some people love it, some people don't. But, you know, I'm going to try and do things the right way and have a lot of fun while I do it too.
All right. I got one more follow up, because I can't be completely serious, but I'm curious about this. Do you buy your own sunglasses, or are they provided to you?
They were provided. I do not have a pair of those sunglasses. Somebody gave them to me for the Soulja Boy video, and then somebody gave them to me to wear after the Kentucky game. So they were not mine. I think my kids took them. I think one of my daughters has them right now in her room, but they were not mine, though.
I was going to say, that'd have been a hell of a trip to the sunglass hut with Coach Beamer. Shane Beamer, head coach of the South Carolina Gamecock football program, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Let's talk for just a second, Coach, if you don't mind, about your new offensive coordinator, Dow Loggins. This is a hire, obviously, that you have called a number of times. This was your guy. This is the guy. Can you talk to us a little bit about what stood out about Dow Loggins that made him your guy? And I know he kind of runs that pro-style offense. What was it that attracted that offense, or attracted you to that offense, and how do you think it fits with both the players you have on campus already and the ones that you were trying to bring in? Has switching that offense from Sat to Loggins changed the type of players you're looking at in the recruiting process?
That part first. No, not really. I mean, we're still looking for the same type guys. And you know, going back to, well, first of all, with us offensively, you know, we've done some good things offensively the last couple of years, but we've been way too inconsistent. We've turned the ball over way too many times. I mean, two straight years, we've turned the ball over more than any team in the SEC, and that starts with me, but that's absolutely ridiculous to do 2 years in a row. So we've got to protect the ball better, and we've got to be more consistent game in, game out. We're not going to score 40 points every single game, but there's just got to be a consistency that we've got to be better at, and that starts with me as the head coach. And then in regards to Dow, he's somebody that I've known for a long time. I first met him when I was here as an assistant coach at South Carolina, and he was coaching with the Tennessee Titans, and have got to know him on a personal level, and have visited him with different NFL teams and watched him coach and know what kind of person he is and what he's about. He's been around some fantastic coaches. He's been around, you know, different types of quarterbacks at different levels in their career, whether it be rookies or whether it be veterans. And so many of those guys spoke highly of him. And I knew what a critical hire this was. So, I mean, I talked to a lot of people, players that he coached, like Alshon Jeffrey and Connor Shaw, and then you know, coaches that he's coached with. And so many things came back that were positive about him. And then the thing that I like is he's been around different types of quarterbacks in the NFL. He's been around different systems in the NFL, but then he's able to take what he saw in the NFL that was good, but then he's had 2 years at Arkansas in more of a college type RPO type offense. And, you know, I think that's great when you're a pro coach that goes to the college level. You see that sometimes these NFL coaches can overthink things and do too much. And it gets down to players. And the NFL is a matchup game. So I love the fact that he's able to take his time in the NFL and the systems he's been a part of, which is all about matchups, and marry that with what they've done at Arkansas the last two seasons as well. So excited about that part of it. I've said it before. He had other SEC schools that were interested in him that were talking to him at the same time I was. So I'm fortunate that he chose to come to South Carolina. It was important for me to get somebody in here that had a history of working with quarterbacks, because certainly Spencer Rattler had a decision to make. And the hire for Dow wasn't just about this season. It's about long-term. But, you know, I'm also not naive. I wanted Spencer Rattler to come back as our quarterback, and he needed to feel good about this. And he did and does. And then since Dow's been here, he's been fantastic. From a recruiting standpoint, he has been unbelievable. I think you're seeing that already, the impact he's had on the recruiting trail. And then with our players as well. I mean, we hired Dow and Juice Wells and Spencer and some other guys still had decisions to make, and they chose to stay. And it wasn't all because of Dow Loggins, but he had a lot to do with that too.
Shane Beamer is the head coach of the University of South Carolina Gamecock football program, coming off of his second year in charge of that program, an overall 8-5 season with huge wins over Tennessee and Clemson at the end of the year. Coach, man, it has been an absolute honor and privilege to have you on. I appreciate it. And hopefully, if you'll allow us, we'll get you back on maybe close to the spring game and run it back.
Yep, we'd love to. Appreciate you guys having me on, and hope all of you have a great week.
Fantastic. Coach, thank you very much. That, ladies and gentlemen, was Shane Beamer, head coach of the University of South Carolina Gamecock football program. There was actually, Zoe, only one question I did not get, because he had to get on the road, finish up recruiting before signing day tomorrow, and he kind of answered it in the middle there, but I wanted to expand on it, which was the relationship between coaching staff, administration, and that social media team, because you heard him say in the middle, he's like, look, the social media team takes that stuff, they turn it into content, that content gets the attention of recruits, etc. So we'll get Shane Beamer back on maybe closer to the spring game, get a chance to run that by him, especially after we get a look at the roster that develops as we head closer to that. Good interview.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to find another choreographer, man. I thought I had it. Thought I was going to get him on the air to say yes, he would teach me.
Shane Beamer, Gamecock football coach, and hell of a dance instructor. Good stuff. Appreciate Shane. Appreciate Steve Fink over in the SID office for helping us set that up. And we'll get Shano back on closer to the spring game.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.